All right, let's get to some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Michelle, in quote, says, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, I have to say I've been a fan of your show for years."
Thank you.
"I crack up at the people you talk to and some of the conversations you get into."
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
So here's why I'm reaching out. I'm 45, divorced. I've got a 21-year-old daughter who's in college. Mm-hmm. She's been friends with this guy for a couple of years now, and he's been hanging around quite a bit lately. I've asked her before if they're anything more than friends. She always insists they're just friends.
Okay.
Here's where it gets tricky. He's 23, very attractive, and I can't ignore the fact that he flirts with me every now and then.
Oh.
Part of me's curious. Part of me feels like it could be a total disaster.
Okay.
So here's my delicate question. How awkward would it be if I started dating my daughter's friend?
Oh.
I know it's unconventional, but there's clearly chemistry here. Has anyone out there actually pulled this off without ruining relationships? Love to hear if other listeners have tried this, how it turned out. Be gentle, and thank you. Okay. You're all thinking it.
Or.
But I'll tell you, none of these women even compare to
Stifler's mom.
Stifler's mom is a goddess.
She's a goddess.
Hey,
maybe
look.
Michelle is a goddess.
Just ask your daughter. Say, hey, you don't mind if I have a conversation with your friend here, do you?
Okay.
I mean, if she's like, go for it, then what? Hey, live and let love, right?
I feel like that would be a very special daughter to feel like that, because I feel like most daughters would be like, ew, mom, no.
Do you think maybe well, then if you go that route, you'll find out really if she has feelings for him beyond just friends?
Like if it could just be, ew, mom, no.
Okay, so this has never happened to me specifically. Like, I don't know what it would be like if a parent started dating
one of your daughters,
just started dating someone who was my age, you know?
Yes.
And someone who I knew.
Yes. I mean, Jody says on the text line, oh, no, 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 as gentle as I can be. That's like when a mom hooks up with her daughter's boyfriend. Yuck, please, please, please stick to your generation age range, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it can be confusing, that's for sure.
Of issues that come with that. I mean, just being in the same phase of life is very beneficial to a relationship. Let's take, for instance, daughter's cool with it. She starts this relationship. He's so young. He's still figuring out who he is. If, you know, I don't know if Michelle is with a daughter that's 21. I don't know if she's in the frame of mind where she would want more kids, but he probably will. He's 23.
So I'm thinking this is a casual thing. Like, I don't think, and Michelle didn't say one way or the other if, hey, I'm looking for my next husband here.
Right.
I think she's just like, hey, maybe this is something to, you know, have a little fun, hang out, and, you know, let it run its course, and then we'll be on our way.
Yeah. So far, all of the feedback, I've found no one that says, sure, go for it.
All right. Well, hey, if there are stories let us know, or not working
out. Short-term, like, long-term, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, you know, tell us if you tried it and it didn't work out or whatever.
Either way, let us know what your experience was.
All right. 502-795-1997. You can call or text. You know, call is more fun because we get to talk to you.
Oh, but we have one that's working.
Okay. All right. We'll get to that coming up. A little group therapy involving. Actually, it's Michelle, and she's just kind of tossing it out there because she's noticed some little flirtatiousness between she and her daughter's friend. He's not a boyfriend. She's asked him several times. He's just a friend, hangs around. He flirts.
She's asked her daughter, like, is that more? Yeah. Are you guys more than that? And her daughter's like, no, we're just friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so she's like tossing it out. She's like, has anybody had success with dating their daughter or son's friend?
Yes. Courtney says, my dad just took my friend on a motorcycle ride without me knowing it. When I found out, I had it out with my dad, never spoke to her again. Couldn't imagine if he actually tried to date her. OMG, no, no, no.
I think she's got to talk to her daughter about this. Because,
yes,
you know, and or, you know, I initially said, hey, you know, talk to the daughter about this, live and let love. If the daughter's like, yeah, whatever, go for it. If you want to try. Because I don't think she's looking for a husband. I can't. I'm assuming, though.
She didn't necessarily say what her full on intentions
was,
were.
Right.
Just asked, hey, is it bad to date him? Brooke says, I'm 26, my boyfriend's 44, and we're great.
Okay.
So then my question to you, Brooke, is... is there, does he have any kids that might be close to your age?
So then,
I think that's the complicating factor here, is her daughter, and it's her daughter's friend she's interested in.
Right. Renee rolls in with a story and says, look, I dated a guy who was 50 and I was in my 20s, didn't work out. It would be an awkward situation after the fact with the daughter if she even does approve. Don't do it, because to clarify, the guy who was 50 had a teenage daughter and she really didn't like me after the fact and it was awkward.
Ooh. Okay.
All right.
And
all right.
See,
that's a good
now,
point.
Now, Brittany's like, I'll be the one to say go for it, only if she talks to the daughter first. She's on board with what you're saying about that.
Mm. Sandy says, tell her to think about it in reverse. How would she like it if one of her 40-year-old friends dated her daughter?
Ooh. Yes.
Yeah.
Would she have a problem with that?
I guess. Swifty Kim rolls in and says, my brother was like 45 when he started dating his son's friend, who was 19. Oh. They got married, had a daughter together. They ended up getting divorced and later said they felt kind of weird of being with her. But then she says, my advice, don't openly date. How about a secret fling? Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
My gosh.
If that's good advice. Oh, no.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, and by the way, Brooke, who's 26, the boyfriend's 44, says, yes, he has a son who's 21, and we've all hung out several times and get along. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, Derek's like, YOLO, lick the stamp and send it. Wow. Wow. You guys.
There isn't anybody listening who have, like, shared a partner. Because I was just thinking about Brooke's situation. Like, she breaks up with the dad. And the son rolls in.
The son?
Yeah, I know. And the son rolls in is like, you know, I already
Apple
know.
Apple doesn't fall
yeah,
far
right,
from the tree.
Right, right, exactly.
Jamie's like, full send, no. You can't just right. go dating your kids' friends because you think they're hot. She says, having 7 kids, I know how much girls already struggle with self-confidence and self-esteem. I can't imagine how bad it would be if you then start seeing mom as competition on an already crazy climate for young people nowadays.
That's true. That's true. I didn't think about like the whole competition thing.
Yeah, like you don't want your daughter
because
to start seeing you as
subconsciously, I think, even if it's not said out loud, maybe subconsciously. We'll wrap it up here. But like Catherine says, you're probably mistaking his flirting with just being nice.
Being polite, yeah.
Yeah, being
polite. And trying
polite.
To be charming to win over his friend's mom.
Yeah, exactly.
There could be a fine line there.
Yeah, so, you know.
He could be like an Eddie Haskell.
Maybe.
Very old reference, I know.
Maybe you just need to, I don't know. Yeah, maybe you just need to cool it. I was originally saying, thinking, yeah, you know, talk
Ask
to the
daughter.
Daughter
it might be fine.
But even if the daughter does say, yeah, you should probably just, like, fish in a different pond.
Yeah, I think even your daughter might say, sure, go ahead, because she doesn't want to hurt your feelings. But at the same time, I just don't know what kind of world that wouldn't be weird on some level for her. You know?
Trina kind of backs up what Swifty Kim said, keep it a secret, you know? And she was just like, you're all making too much of it. She just wants to hunch. Let her a few times, and then they'll move on.
Just...
hunch.
Dip her toe in the water, see what it's like.
See what it's like,
on.
and then be
maybe
like,
maybe not go for a full on swim.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll tell you, none of these women even compared to
Stifler's mom.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey,
there's a lot to sift through, and you know, just kind of take into consideration.
Sure. All right, Michelle. Well, good luck. Keep us posted on what you do.
100%. Yes.
All right.
And only you know your daughter and how she might take the whole idea if you even approach it with her. Because
oh gosh, imagine in a week we follow up and she's like, "So we're dating." Wow. Wow. That's the update I live for. Things like that.
Oh, boy.
Anyways, all right. Well, keep us posted. Good luck. And that's group therapy.